From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2026, in downtown Rochester, 48. Federal authorities have announced a list of new fraud indictments in Minnesota, and the owner of a Rochester childcare business is among the defendants. Jillian Mertens operates Creative Stars Academy, which has locations in Rochester and Cassin. She also operates a business in the Twin Cities. She is charged with one count of wire fraud involving about $425,000. Federal officials allege that the 15 defendants collectively defrauded $90 million of state taxpayer funds. Feeding Our Future founder Amy Bach will spend more than 41 years in prison for leading the $250 million fraud scheme. She was sentenced yesterday to 500 months for using her nonprofit to steal federal funds from the Child Nutrition Program. The money was intended to feed low-income children during the COVID-19 pandemic. Judge Nancy Brazil in federal court yesterday told her, quote, "This is the vortex of fraud and you are at the epicenter." Bach was reportedly crying as she said she was sorry and admitted to being responsible. She was taken away by the U.S. Marshals and returned to the Sherburne County Jail in Elk River. And a series of cyber tips have led to child pornography charges against a Rochester man. The criminal complaint says Rochester police received multiple tips this month and last month regarding suspected child sexual abuse material being uploaded onto a cloud account belonging to 24-year-old Alexander Rochard Carter. Officers seized a cell phone while searching his home on Tuesday. The criminal complaint also says that Carter admitted to downloading and sharing the material, which included two videos of girls ages 10 and under engaging in sexual conduct with adults. Twins back out on the road, opening a series this weekend at the Boston Red Sox. Coverage from Fenway Park starts at 5:30 this evening. Here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. For more news, download and check out the free KROC News app or visit KROCnews.com. Time now for the weather report.